Yep, and let's talk about Coinbase also. That company is going very much in the opposite direction. Revenue, they're missing estimates, and the company really losing steam quarter over quarter. What's interesting is, as we know, the coins have been hot more recently, and Coinbase has talked about it actually raised its guidance for monthly transacting users in the current quarter, but investors don't seem terribly impressed, Emily.
That's right, Julie. And it is kind of interesting to see the stock down more than 7% here in the pre-market session, even though, as you were mentioning, the company's outlook for the current quarter has been significantly rosier than what we saw for the third quarter here. And as you were alluding to, big quarter over quarter decline, that revenue down 41% to reach $1.3 billion, and trading volume down 29% quarter on quarter to $327 billion, although that was slightly better than expected. But I think as we look ahead for Coinbase here, of course, the market does tend to be forward-looking, perhaps not so much on the stock this morning. But just in terms of what the company did say, it noted in its shareholder letter that, quote, market conditions improved meaningfully later in the quarter, which we have continued to see into early into the current, or again, the fourth quarter here for Coinbase. Now, a couple of drivers, of course, have been after that price correction we saw in Bitcoin and Ethereum in the summer, we now have these tokens reaching record highs. Bitcoin, of course, just topping $68,000 just yesterday. And Coinbase also added Shiba Inu, that very popular meme token, to its platform recently as well. And that has also led to a jump in usage and downloads of that app. And then the last thing that I want to highlight here is the fact that Coinbase has really been seeing a lot of momentum with its institutional clients. And we're actually seeing that trading volume on the institutional side is outpacing what we're seeing on the retail side here. We saw institutional trading volume, even though it was down 26% on a quarter over quarter basis, still at $234 billion in the third quarter, ahead of the about $211 billion expected, and much higher than the retail trading volume of $93 billion. And we know firms like PIMCO, for instance, have recently gotten on the Coinbase platform. So I think this is going to be an interesting dichotomy to continue to watch here, is that split between the retail interest and now the growing institutional interest in Coinbase and its services as well, Julie.
Yeah, which tends to be lower margin for Coinbase. So that does not help matters.